Hi, everyone, and welcome to Talent Talks. I'm Rob Adams. In this episode, we're excited to be joined by Chris Hornsby and Jack Hall, partners at Carter Baldwin. Chris leads Carter Baldwin's faith-based K-12 education practice, where he conducts superintendent, head of school, and president searches for independent Christian schools, both traditional and classical, educational ministries of churches, and university model Christian schools. Through his work with nonprofits, colleges and universities, K-12 schools, and their leaders and boards, Chris knows firsthand how the right leader can transform an organization. Jack's understanding of and affinity for independent K-12 schools are grounded in a lifetime of experience in the space. First as a boarding school student, then as a teacher, coach, administrator, head of school, and trustee. These guys are good. He joins Carter Baldwin from the Walker School, where he was head of school from 2011 through 2022, overseeing the school's largest capital campaign and spearheading the New Avenues Immersive Dyslexia Program. Today, we'll be discussing the value of using a retained search firm for K-12 school leadership roles. Guys, I'm impressed already. Great to talk with both of you. Welcome.
Thank you for having us on, Rob. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, we're glad to be here.
Well, let's dive right in. We've got a lot here. So what is the greatest value added in having Carter Baldwin lead a K-12 search?
Rob, I'll take that one. You know, there's an art and a science to executive search, and I think Carter Baldwin understands it extremely well. And because we have a number of other search practices, not only academic, you know, those of us in the K-12 space really benefit from having that knowledge of best practices across really all our corporate, our higher education, and our nonprofit work. And, you know, when an independent school is hiring a next head of school or a president, that is a board specific hire. And that K-12 board is specifically or usually filled with professionals that are in other fields beside education, and they bring that subject matter expertise into that board seat. At least that's what's hoped for, right? And so the vast majority of board members are not experts in executing a national search for a new head. And that ultimately is why they're going to need to bring in a firm that has a proven process that ultimately ends in a successful hire. You know, in K-12 searches where boards are not involved, say that the head is actually making that decision, say an associate head school or an upper school principal position, we also serve our employee clients with that same level of expertise. And so I believe our greatest value add for a K-12 search is that we understand the arena of education, specifically in the K-12 ranks. We can connect with the right people literally anywhere across the globe. And we've created a proven process over the course of 20 years plus that fits our clients' needs. And we help them navigate the pitfalls, potential pitfalls, toward a successful and timely conclusion that both honors our clients as well as the candidates that we engage.
Definitely a lot to consider. And why would a K-12 board consider enlisting a retained search firm?
Well, first of all, Rob, I would say it's actually best practice. And the really good boards already have a succession plan in place. And so if a head is going to retire, or if a head takes another position, or something else happens and there's a need for transition, they can follow that succession plan from the start. And it's best practice for them to hire a search firm to identify the next head of school, because when you think about it, the board has only one employee, and it's the head of school or the president or perhaps a superintendent. Mm. And that one employee is charged with carrying out the day-to-day operation of the school, of fulfilling the mission of the school. And so hiring a head is really perhaps the single most important job of any independent school board of trustees. I think secondly, right now there are 77 head searches that are publicly announced. There may be more that we don't know about.
Wow.
But the ones that are out there that we do know about, and given that level of competition, it's really critical that boards engage with a search firm that's going to help them effectively communicate their story and the opportunity and differentiate the opportunity at our school compared to those other 77 schools that are conducting searches. And so that, you know, when you partner with a search firm, they're going to help you go through that process and put together a really strong profile that'll distinguish the opportunity and that will identify qualified candidates and then engage those candidates in conversations. Because we think the one of the most important parts is making sure that the candidates and the school are aligned from a culture fit standpoint. And I will say I served as a trustee for 10 years at the independent school that I attended. And about 6 years in, our head was leaving. They came to me and asked me to chair the search committee. And so our first step was to put out a request for proposals from search firms. And actually one of our members of the search committee knew about Carter Baldwin and the work that they had done with college and university search. And I say they, because at the time I wasn't working at Carter Baldwin 11 sure. years ago, but so we included Carter Baldwin in the RFP process. And I remember still to this day being so impressed with the breadth and the depth of Carter Baldwin's search process compared to the other alternatives. And we ended up hiring Carter Baldwin to do that search in 2011. And I'm proud to say that that head that was appointed in 2011 is still there 12 years later. And I think that's one of the qualities of one of the strengths of our search firm is 90% of the heads that we've placed over the last 11 years are still serving in that position as head of school. So we think that's a real strength in being able to find that culture fit for those schools.
It's a great model of consistency, no question. Guys, tell us about your experience in this space. What do you love about it?
Yeah, so I joined Carter Baldwin 9 years ago, Rob, and since that time I've had the honor of serving and executing search, you know, for a number of different higher education institutions, many nonprofits, both national and global, and for private K-12 schools, you know, here in the U.S. And but it was the people that I engaged with in the K-12 arena, and that's the board members, the administrators, faculty, staff, students, parents, that I engaged with that really captured my interest and attention. And these really are the folks who are pouring themselves into the next generation, and that really resonates with me deeply. Personally, my wife and I believe in independent school education for our children, and I serve on the board of the school where our kids are enrolled here in Atlanta. I've been a part of over 40 head of school searches that we've executed on here at Carter Baldwin, and I lead, as you said, our national K-12 faith-based search practice here at the firm.
And Rob, I served 40 years in independent schools, the last 23 as a head of school, and I just love serving schools. I also love connecting with people and connecting people with great opportunities. And so this opportunity to work at Carter Baldwin really allows me to do the things that I love doing personally and professionally. And while it's true that the client, or in this case, the school, is really our client and partner, Chris and I really do enjoy connecting with the candidates in each of the searches that we're engaged with. And what's interesting about that, most of the candidates that we connect with actually aren't going to get the job. There's actually only one who's going to get
yeah.
the job.
Yeah.
And we really value those relationships. We treat the candidates as professionals like they are. And we've created a process along the way that really takes away all the worry for them, particularly from a logistical travel standpoint. We want them to be able to focus on the search process itself and on the opportunity. And I think because our connection with them is genuine and it happens over time and with multiple touch points, that those relationships continue long after the search is over. I actually got a call just this past weekend, got a text from one of the candidates that was in a search in 2022 with me. And she texted me to say, "Hey, just wanted you to know that I recommended Carter Baldwin to a trustee at a local independent school." And this is from a candidate who didn't get the job. So that's, to me, is an example of the kind of relationships that we build, that those connections continue after the search is over. And actually, a lot of our future business comes from from candidates who actually didn't get positions because they felt like they were treated so well and they saw how strong the process is.
And what I'm noting in both of you is that you both have a passion for this. And I think that's a big part of what makes you both so successful. So I think that's commendable as well.
Thank you.
What is your process, guys? And what is your process like in engaging a client?
Yeah, so our roots are in corporate middle America, right? And so I think that our process that we've taken into the realm of K-12 school is built from that corporate search engine, Rob. And that includes, you know, not just Jack and I, but there's 7 or 8 people behind us. So it's just, it's a big, powerful team that allows us to execute search nationally, even though our client has a very specific local focus. And it's designed to build confidence into our client schools at really at every step of the way. And it includes their voices in decision making at various touch points within the search process. And we learn the culture of the school, of course. We engage many different voices, different constituent groups, producing a client approved candidate profile for the search, engaging all of the research strategy with our internal resources. And they're, of course, identifying qualified and interesting prospective candidates for us to reach out to who wholeheartedly likely align with the characteristics the school desires and the potential hire. And then, of course, as Jack was just alluding to, we get to know our candidates personally. And while we work for our client, we get to know them, and that is multiple touch points along the way. And that really it benefits our clients because we're looking to actually know the person that we're placing. You know, and speaking about our clients, we're excellent. We always say we're excellent partners. We're terrible vendors. And we really do desire a true working relationship with our clients and desire to be viewed by them as a trusted consultant who really does have their best interests at heart. And so our aim is to become an extension of our client and really grafting ourselves into their unique cultures and understanding their true needs in order to get the best person and the right fit for the role.
How does being a division of a larger corporate firm benefit your clients?
So we see that in multiple ways, Rob. It's, you know, whether it's on the corporate side of the business or on the college and university side or the nonprofit side, the partners that we work with are terrific resources for Chris and me, and they're always willing to consult with us, to help us with a client question, to help us figure out ways to address a potential hurdle in a search. And additionally, you know, when we send out an e-blast for an opportunity profile, you know, and that goes to some of those corporate or college, university or nonprofit clients and former candidates, you know, that builds it really sort of builds additional resources for the searches that we're doing. Sure. and allows us to reach out to more people along the way. And I think our corporate roots have really instilled in our education nonprofit practice this really powerful pace to the search, a tempo, you know, if you will, that's served us exceptionally well, that builds confidence in our clients. We send them a timeline at the beginning that shows them exactly the dates when the search committee is going to need to meet, and we stick to that timeline really well. That process has been engineered over, you know, more than 20 years, and that brings these searches to a successful and timely conclusion. And I would say in a lot of cases, it actually happens sooner. It takes less time than we actually projected from the start. And then I would say, you know, because we have a variety of search areas where we conduct retained searches, it gives us insights as we continue to learn and grow from a finance search or from a college university search or from a nonprofit search. And that really is one of our core values, that we're always learning, that we embrace the growth mindset, and we're always trying to figure out how we can serve our clients better.
Let's bring this to a conclusion then, guys. If you had anything to add, what would you throw into the conversation?
So I think the thing that I would add, Rob, and I know Chris is thinking this answer through, but the thing I would add is I really believe that we get so aligned with our clients that we actually speak from the we.
Gotcha.
perspective with them. Yep. And then from a candidate perspective, we connect so genuinely and along the way multiple times with candidates. Some of whom are going to say, you know what, I'm not really interested in this, can't move right now. Our daughter's going to be a senior next year. It's not the right time, happy where I am. But they recommend people to us. Actually, the first search I did here, the person that ultimately was placed was recommended to us by two different candidates from two different schools. And so I really, you know, that the fact that we're connecting with people and getting aligned with our clients and connecting with candidates really, I think, allows us to serve our clients and the candidates to a much greater degree than we would if it was just a send in your resumes and we'll pass them along kind of a situation.
Sure. I think you guys have a tremendous connection, and that's really a huge key. That's a focus to me.
Yeah, Rob, if and I don't know how you'll edit this, but you know, this is a people business. This is a people business, and search is what we do. And when we are engaged, we are employed with our client schools, but we live by the golden rule: treat others the way we want to be treated. And there is a human on the other end of this search process that is putting a lot of things on hold. Their current role, but also imagining where they may be led to use their skills in a different setting. And that's not lost on us. We do our best to communicate in a very transparent manner with our candidates, because without candidates, we do not have a search business. And so it's a people-centric focus here at Carter Baldwin, and it's not just our client, because we need to represent our client well in the market. We are carrying their brand into the market, and how we treat others is extremely important, that we position them well, and how we treat other people. It's exceptionally important here at Carter Baldwin and to Jack and
I. I don't think I need to edit a whole lot right there. Chris, Jack, you both gave me tremendous insight. Thank you both for joining this show today. And I hope that this podcast for our listeners provides them with an understanding of your platform. We wish you both and Carter Baldwin continued success, and hope to have you back on future podcasts as well. Thank you both.
Yeah, thank you very much,
Rob.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
That's all the time we have here today. Alongside Chris Hornsby and Jack Hall of Carter Baldwin, I'm Rob Adams, and this has been Talent Talks.